good afternoon, Maz. How are you doing?
Not so bad at all. Good victory good. For Dromahl today.
Very good. A sweet victory. We're 2-0 down. We're up against it right away. We're 2-0 down after 10 minutes. We pulled up the sleeves. We started to do a wee bit of work. We never started at all compared to what we usually can start. But we kept at it. We got a goal before half-time, and we went at it at the end in the second half of it.
That goal before half-time, I suppose, an important goal because it put you back with a chance of winning it.
It was. We're always looking to give them a good game. You know, Rovers are going exceptional this season. They're in the last eight of the Under Media Cup. We knew it would be really, really tough. But we've been going very well ourselves since we've been unbeaten in 2016. So we knew it would be a good game. We knew it would be a tight game.
Did you expect to be hit so hard so early on?
No, I said to the boys before I went out, I said, listen, I says, we keep it tight. I said, you know, we keep our shape, keep our formation, and reassess it as the game goes on. But I didn't think it would be 2-0 down after 10 minutes, and after 90 minutes, I didn't think we'd be 1-3-2. It's a funny game, mate.
Oh, it sure is.
It is.
But when you went that 2-0 down, did the heads go down, or did they just say, right, let's go for it?
Not really. I wouldn't say the heads went down. We're a bit shell shocked, yeah. But as I said, we just pulled up our sleeves and we decided, you know, we may as well give it a go. We've nothing really to lose at 2-0. Padraig O'Rafferty, who's absolutely an exceptional goal scorer, got one about 10 minutes before the half, and we knew going in at 2-1 that we'd be able to come out and give them a good game, go at them in the second half. Now Rovers did have their chances to. They finished the game off, but they just never took them. And you know yourself, you have to take the chances.
How good is Padraig O'Rafferty?
He's my Valentine's.
I'm sure there might be others, but anyway.
he's absolutely great. If he gets a sniff of goal at all, he has a great shot on him. He can dribble. He's probably one of the best figures that I've seen in a long, long time. Definitely.
And he got injured in the celebrations.
Aye, there was a bit of a strange celebration there. I must ask him what all that was about now. But he hurt the thigh, and he had to come off then. So he had done his job at scoring three, and I just thought I'd better take him off. You know.
Is it your intention to win the Premier Division of the Donegal League this season?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. That's the goal. That's the intention. We're sitting pretty there at the minute. I know Mulford, they have about half an hour left in that game. Mulford, we're done with Kel McGrennan 0-0. I just heard coming off the pitch there. We have the momentum there now. We have the players to do it, and we have the squad to do it. So there's no reason why we can't. I don't mean to be confident or cocksure, but that's our aim, and that's our goal, and that's what we hope to do.
How beneficial is it to have your new pitch there in great condition?
Well, I don't think there's any other pitch in the country that could take the gains that pitch has taken over the winter. Even before the winter, there's been some heavy rain on it. The Oscar Trainer team's playing on it. Our Saturday team's playing on it. And of course, our first team's playing on it. And it has took a lot now, but it's standing up well to the test. And credit to Kieran O'Donnell and everybody else who put on such a big effort to make it possible.
Yeah, it all helps, I suppose. It's all part of the package to put Dromahl up top of the league.
Oh, yeah, that's it. A couple of years ago when I came here, the pitch, you know, no harm to anybody, but everybody knows that the pitch in Dromahl was absolutely awful, but everybody knows it now for being one of the best pitches in the country.